Good morning.
So, as you know, that we have started a sermon series, and the title of the sermon series, People Around Christmas. And on the first Sunday, we talked about Zechariah. He was the priest in the temple. And when he goes to the temple to bring sacrifice to God, he had a vision from an angel. An angel told him about the son he and his wife will have. So we talked about Zechariah on the first Sunday. On the second Sunday, we talked about Elizabeth. Elizabeth was mother of John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was a cousin brother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in our sermon series today, we will talk about Joseph, the earthly father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture, we realize that there isn't much Joseph talks. In fact, there is no information in our scripture given about Joseph that he had said anything. And so all we have is the scripture and the information and the things he did. And so there are three simple things I want us to learn this morning. Number one, Joseph was a righteous man. Turn to your neighbor and say, Joseph was a righteous man. The scripture tells us that Joseph, in this particular scripture, had a dilemma. He had a trouble. He had a question. He had an ethical choice to make, because at one point he heard the fact that Mary, his wife, is pregnant without knowing anyone in terms of sexual relationship. And so realizing that something is going on here, realizing that I am the husband, and how come my wife is pregnant? And so he has this dilemma, knowing the fact, the law of the in the Old Testament, which basically says that if somebody is found to be in adulterous relationship, that person needs to be stoned to death. And so that is what the law is telling to the people at that time. And Joseph, the scripture says, he was following the law. He knew the scripture. He knew the law of Moses, and he wanted to follow that law. He wanted to be faithful to the understanding and the information he had from the Old Testament. But at the same time, Mary was a person whom he knew, person whom he loved, the person whom he really cared about. And so he is going through this very difficult dilemma. Like, how can I impose this harsh law upon the somebody whom I love and care? And the scripture says, and he decided to divorce her quietly. He didn't want to make a big deal about it. And that is why we see his righteousness. Because often, dear people of God, we know the law. We know what is right and wrong. And we have a way to follow through. And we want to do it. We want to be faithful to what we know. And sometimes, as we do that, we become legalistic. In the process, we actually forget the law of humanity, the law of caring one another, of law of forgiveness. Joseph, he knew both of those laws. He knew how to follow the law of God, and he also knew how to interpret and put in a practice the law of God in real human relationship. And that is why he is known to be a righteous person. And dear people of God, we will get opportunities also to impose the biblical and legalistic law on people, but also we'll get opportunity to be gracious to them and be forgiving to them. What kind of people are we going to be? Because I've known a lot of legalistic people. They would not care about the human feelings. They would not care about what other people think. They just want to do what they think God is asking them to do. And in the process, they have hurted people. Process, they have misused their power. In the process, they are righteous or they are feeling good about themselves, but actually not right in terms of the law of humanity and the law of care to the people around them. So, let us remember, amen? Two ways that how we follow the law. Let us remember the idea that we are supposed to be in form of God's law, but also at the same time, we have to put law in a gracious and in merciful way. There's a scripture Paul writes at one point. He says, tell the truth in love. Truth and love goes hand in hand. Often we just want to tell the truth and it's like, I don't care how you feel, but this is what it is. And sometimes instead of caring for people, sometimes helping people, we actually hurt people because yes, we might have told the truth, but we have not told that truth in kindness and in love and in grace and in mercy. That is what we see in the scripture this morning, that Joseph was a righteous man because he knew the law, but then he also knew how to be merciful and kind and gracious to people around him. The second thing we know about him, he was a responsible person. He was a righteous person. He was also a responsible person. See, we have three visions by now, right? Vision to Zechariah, the priest. And when he saw the vision, when he was informed that Zechariah, you and your wife will have a son, instead of accepting that wholeheartedly, Zechariah is having doubts about it. He's actually questioning to angel. Almost like, angel, are you sure? To whom are you talking? Don't you know how old I am? That this could never happen to us? So yes, Zechariah had a conversation. He had doubt. Even Mary, see, that she had conversation with angel. Like, how that's going to be? Because again, I'm a virgin. But Joseph is the person, when angel of the Lord came to him, he is completely quiet. He isn't doubting, he isn't questioning. And the scripture says, and Joseph did what angel of the Lord told him to do. In other words, he isn't the man of words, but he is the man of action. Amen? He isn't the man of words, but man of action. And we have known so many people of words. They can preach, they can talk and all that, but like when we look at their lives and sometimes look at their accent, it might not match their words, and I might be one of them. We all know that it is easy to speak, right? It's easy to say what to do, but it's often very difficult to put into practice what we preach, what we say, what we communicate to people. And the reason sometimes people don't trust church or Christian in general, because this is like you say one thing from your one side and then you do absolutely other thing. You're supposed to be kind to one another, but when we look at your life, you're not kind to one another. You're supposed to live in unity with one another, but then when we look at your denominations and all that, and you don't live in unity. And so we create a lot of mistrust among people. But Joseph is a man of action. He isn't talking much. He isn't saying much. But every time when angel of the Lord, every time when God communicates him to do something, he is very willingly and readily does it without even questioning. And in that way, he's a very obedient to God and God's law. He's very obedient to follow what God has for him. And so, dear people of God, may I encourage us this morning to be like Joseph. To follow God when we know that this is what God has asked me to do. And yes, I have lots of doubts. Yes, I have lots of questions. But I am going to be obedient to what God has asked me to do. It doesn't make sense, but I'm going to do it. It has never happened to me, or knowing the fact that nobody has ever gotten pregnant without any human relationship, but here that's what happened, and I am going to follow God. I am going to believe and follow what God has for me. Let us be like Joseph in this way, dear people of God. Let us be responsible people. And the third one, he was a religious person. When I say religious, I don't mean that he was a legalistic person. He was only following the Moses' law, but he was following the tradition. He was following what he had known about God and how to relate with church in his time, to the temple in his time. The scripture reminds us at other places that on the eighth day, Mary and Joseph took Jesus after his birth to the temple. And when Jesus was 12 years old, again Mary and Joseph brings him to the temple in Jerusalem. I remember that they used to live in Nazareth. And from Nazareth to Jerusalem was 70 miles, which is almost a 1 week long walk. It was an easy journey for them. But Joseph followed the tradition there, the church tradition during his time. He was faithful to what he knew. In fact, that is the reason we see that as Jesus grew up, every Sabbath day he is in the temple. And when we look at Gospel of Luke chapter 4, we see the story where Jesus goes for the first time after his baptism to his own temple, to his own church. And when he preaches the sermon for the first time, they were so angry with Jesus, they were ready to stone him to death. In other words, he didn't have all the positive experiences with the church. Sometimes the church was violent against him. Sometimes the leadership of the church were against Jesus. But because I think in childhood he knew to go to church every Sunday or every Sabbath day with his father, with his mother. And Jesus, in my opinion, kept this tradition. Because I know the fact, dear people of God, that as a church, we're not perfect all the times. Look at history. Sometimes we haven't been, lived a righteous life. Sometimes we haven't been nice people to other people around us. But I also know the fact that some of the best blessings I have received in my life is through the church. And so many of you would say that, yes, my church wasn't the perfect church or isn't the perfect church, but it is the place where I have known God. It is the place where I have connected with God. And Joseph kept the tradition, and that tradition was passed on to Jesus. Let us be faithful to the call which God has for us. Let us be faithful to the church where God has placed us. Amen? And again, as I know that sometimes that's not the most desired feeling for us to be, but we remain faithful to what we know because that's where the blessings are. The further you go away, the further away you go from the God's blessing and God's presence. When I was in Redding, California, one afternoon, I get a call from our office manager, and she calls me that, hey, Reggie, you should come and meet this person. And so I was very close to the church at that time, and I go to meet this person. And there was this young woman in her, she was around 35 years old. And she said, Pastor, I really wanted to talk with you. I said, okay, tell me what's going on. She said, this is my daughter, and she had a daughter, 17 year old. And she said, she has a blood condition, and doctors could not find any cure. And so the only way we could actually do is we had to go and do some test on her. And so we did some test on her. Still, the doctor says, we cannot find what's wrong with her. Maybe you should find out in your genealogy, in your heredity, if something is there or not. And so she said, I went online and I paid some money to, the website where I can find more information about my genealogy. And guess what? In my genealogy, almost 350 years ago, I see this name called John Wesley and Charles Wesley and Samuel Wesley. And as I came to know, I find out that they were the founder of United Methodist Church. And so I don't go to church, but I see this church all the time. And so I want to find out about my ancestor more. And her last name was Wesley too. And so we had a long conversation, but then I realized that in Reading, we have 19 apartments built on John Wesley's name, and we give, in Reading Church, they give away with a very little amount of rent to the people, those who are in need. This woman, she was in need of those apartments, but she had never had a connection. She never went to church. She didn't have that blessing of connecting with that John Wesley's, her great-great-great-grandparents. Blessing. And sometimes, dear people of God, when I think about it, that we are so close like this young person. She has right name. She has right last name. But for some reason, she has drifted apart so far that even though there is a blessing on her name, she's not connected, and she lived a very miserable life in that sense. The blessings were for her. I actually told her that if you can come back next Sunday, we actually want you to stand up in the whole congregation and we want to thank you for who you are and what your parents or great-great-grandparents did for us. Trillions of dollars all around the world spent on that name, John Wesley's name. The houses are built, hospitals are built, the orphanages are built, the churches are built. So many blessings of that name we have. And the person who's supposed to get it, yet so far away. And so, dear people of God, I don't want any of us to miss out such a wonderful blessings we have from God and through the church which God has established. And that's why let us draw near to the church and to the God we have. Amen? Joseph was a religious man, and he put that strong desire to be in the temple, God's temple, in Jesus' life. Even though he was mistreated many a times, he never left that connection with the church at that time. So let us remember, number one, what's the number one? Joseph was a righteous man. Amen. What's the number two? He was a responsible man. Amen. What's the third? He was a religious man. He was following the tradition which God established in his life. Let us do that in our own life. Let us close our eyes and pray. Gracious God, we want to thank you so much. We thank you for life of Joseph. We pray that help us that we would follow Joseph's example. Help us to be righteous. Help us to be responsible. And help us to be religious in the way we follow you. Yes, we will have challenges as we follow this example, but with your strength, with your power, we will be able to do it. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.